Are you ready to run?
You're listening to the Run to the Finish podcast. This podcast focuses on discovering and developing the best in people so they can enjoy the best in life. We help connect all the dots between family, career, faith, and life, and we do it in less than 5 minutes. And now, here's our podcast host, Carl Prude Jr.
This week, we're talking about living a life that's bigger than the life you're experiencing right now. In order to live a bigger life, we have to consider the things in our lives that are occupying space but not contributing to living bigger. Let me give you an example of what I mean. Most people know the difference between a basketball and a pebble. A basketball is considerably bigger than a pebble. Did you know that the standard size bathtub will hold 16 basketballs? I know, the stuff you learn on this podcast is simply priceless. Anyway, the reason I know that is because I filled my bathtub with basketballs to find out. And why I did that is another story. But now suppose I fill the bathtub up to the rim with pebbles. How many basketballs can you put in a tub that's filled with pebbles? The answer? Zero. Even though pebbles are much, much smaller, they still take up room. And enough of them will take up so much room that you won't have space for other things that are bigger. That's how it is in our lives. We can have all these small things taking up space, time, energy, thought power. We can have small things occupying all of our available space and leaving no room for bigger things. Now, one such small thing is unforgiveness. Unforgiveness is a convex magnifying glass. You know what a convex glass is. That's the thing, the side mirror that says objects are closer than they appear to be. Unforgiveness shrinks and distorts the images around us. It shrinks our world and our lives into a tiny segment of unresolved trouble that continually distorts and shifts. If you haven't figured it out by now, when you don't forgive someone, it hurts you more than it hurts the other person. But even more importantly, it takes up room that's needed for something greater. Unforgiveness is a small thing that will make life bitter. But forgiveness makes life better and puts you in position to experience something bigger. And that's our focus this week, how to live lives that are bigger. Well, that's my time for today. Remember, the pathway forward always begins with the very next step. Before we go, I'd like to say a prayer to cover the rest of the day. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day that you've given. This is a great gift. May each step forward today be taken with humility. May each glance backwards be seen through mercy. May we bear our pains in truth and release them in faith. May your light guide us away from darkness. May trust in your word bring stillness to our souls. Let our eyes see the wonders hidden in every moment. Give us wisdom beyond ourselves. May our words be seasoned with understanding and spoken with grace. Strengthen our hands for the task set before us today. May your thoughts become our thoughts. May your ways become our ways. With your hand on our head and your name in our heart, help us run well and finish strong. Well, have a great day. I'll see you at the finish line.
The Run to the Finish podcast is a production of Centermark, an organization with a mission to develop the best in people so they can enjoy the best in life. We welcome you to subscribe to this podcast and share it with friends. To learn more about Centermark or our director and podcast host, Carl Prude Jr., please visit our website at www.centermark.org. You can also contact us at 866-599-2470. The theme song, I Will Run, is performed by Gina Walden from her hit CD titled A Brand New Day. Available at www.abrandnewday.org. This podcast is copywritten and may not be reproduced, rebroadcast, or used for commercial purposes without written permission.